相信圣经，李定武牧师主讲。第五讲，读经的重要。今天的经文记载在《使徒行传》8:26-39。有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。那路是旷野。”腓力就起身去了。不料有一个埃提阿伯人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘达基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说：“你去贴近那车走。”腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说：“你所念的你明白吗？”他说：“没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？”于是请腓力上车，与他同坐。他所念的那段经说：“他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。”太监对腓力说：“请问，先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？”腓力就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”于是吩咐车站住。腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们一同思想一个信息，是读经的重要。
Today we are going to meditate on a very important message, that is the importance of Bible study.
昨天我们几乎是大半天，我们在思想要有有效的侍奉，就必须用神的话语。
Yesterday we talked about, in order to have effective serving, we must be centered on the Word of God.
感谢主，更新传道会出了两本圣经，是帮助我们了解神话的圣经。
Praise the Lord that our ministry has published 2 Bibles that will help us understand the Bible.
我今天特地还放了两箱书在我的车子里面，也许杨弟兄觉得有需要的话还可以去拿，如果呢你们愿意装备你们自己有有效的侍奉。
I also brought 2 more cartons of books in my car, and if there's a need, I would like you to have it to equip yourself.
一本是我想是中国5000年来最好一本圣经，就是我手里面拿的年读本圣经。
And one of them is the best Bible you have, that is the A New International Version
NIV Study Bible 的中文本。
That is the Chinese version of the New International Version.
另外一本是寻道本圣经。
The other one is called the Zondervan Quest Study Bible.
里面有6000个问题，有6000个问题的答案。
There are 6,000 questions and answers.
很奇妙的问题，有些问题我问不出来，也答不出来。
I noticed there are some of the questions I never thought of and I cannot possibly answer.
求神让我们看到读经的重要。
So let God help us so that we all see the importance of reading the Bible.
今天我愿意从《使徒行传》第八章二十六节到三十九节来分享这个信息。
Today I would like to share with you the message from Acts chapter 8 verses 26 to 39.
让我们开始之前，我们再做一个祷告。
Let us first bow our heads to pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这一本圣经，你自己的话语。
Our Lord, our God, we thank you for giving us this Bible, your word.
主，今天当你的卑贱的仆人来传达信息的时候，
O Lord, when your servant comes to preach this message,
求你的灵在我们的中间，
May your spirit be among us.
让我们体会到你圣经的重要性，
So that we will understand the importance of the Bible.
让这一本书成为我们人生的运用的手册。
May this book become a pamphlet in our life.
愿你今天你的名被高举起来。
May your name be lifted.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
基督教的信仰是一个独特的信仰。
Christianity is a very unique faith.
因为这个信仰是启示性的信仰。
Because this faith is a revelation in the faith.
我们一切我们基督教的基础都在于神的话是神所启示出来的。
So the foundation of our faith is based on the word of God.
你知道启示两个字什么意思吗？
Do you know what this revelation means?
就是本来有盖子的把它掀开来看到里面的东西。
That means originally was covered, now it's uncovered.
神借了他自己的话语把自己启示给愿意听他话语的人。
So through the word of God, God revealed himself to people.
神对我们所说的话就是圣经。
The word that God speaks to us is in the Bible.
而且他跟我们讲话是有目的的。
And there's a purpose of his talking to us.
是这个创造的神要跟被造的人之间沟通的一个工具。
And this, the Bible, is the communication tool between the creator and the created.
他的话语包括至少三方面的意思。
And his word includes at least three important meanings.
首先，他借了他的话语向我们表示他爱我们。
First of all, through his word, he wants to tell us he loves us.
第二方面，他借了他的话语告诉我们他有一个救赎的计划来拯救我们。
Secondly, through his word, he tells us he has the plan of salvation.
赐给我们他儿子耶稣基督的生命。
He will give us the life of his son, Jesus Christ.
第三方面，他讲这个生命你如果接受的话是有丰盛的生命。
Thirdly, he tells us if you accept this life, we will have abundant life.
主耶稣在世上的时候重视神的话语。
When Jesus was on earth, he really stressed the importance of his, God's word.
耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus said, I come to give life to the sheep and more abundant life.
圣经让我们看到。
And the Bible lets us see this.
如果我们肯对神的话，我们下功夫的话。
If we can really devote our time and effort to the Word of God,
也就是说，有更深的了解，会得到更扎实的信心。
That is, we will have a thorough faith through thorough understanding.
今天我们就用《使徒行传》第八章。
Today we are going to meditate on Acts chapter 8.
我们就可以从第八章有一个人，还有一个教导的人，一个受教的人。
In chapter 8, we see there is a teacher as well as one who was taught.
我们看到这个神话语对他们的重要。
And we can see the importance of God's word to them.
我们看到这个人是一个太监。
We can see that this one is a eunuch.
是来自非洲的一个太监。
He came from Africa.
因为他对神的话语的认真。
Because he was so sincere about the word of God,
他得到福分，而且他成为我们的榜样，学习的榜样。
So he received the blessing and became our role model.
今天的信息可以用一句话代表出来。
And today's message can be summarized in one sentence.
神要求人读经。
God wants people to study the Bible.
从更深入的了解到更扎实的信心。
In order that we have a thorough faith through thorough understanding.
今天我们可以从三个角度我们来思想神话语的重要。
Today we are going to look at the importance of God's words in three points.
第一点，神的话要求你去研读。
First of all, God wants us to study the Word of God.
我用要求这两个字，英文翻的是 demands you. 神的话 demand 我们怎么样？我们去研读。
So, the Word of God demands us to study it.
第二个角度，神的话要求你去受教。
Secondly, the Word of God needs us to be taught.
第三方面，神的话要求你去遵行。
Thirdly, the Word of God needs us to practice on it.
朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，我们需要去研读神的话。
First of all, brothers and sisters, we need to study the Word of God.
我们需要接受教导神的话。
We need to be taught with the Word of God.
然后把神的话应用在我们身上。
And then we have to walk in His Word.
所以我们讲，我们手上的这一本圣经是人生的手册。
Therefore, we can say this Bible is the important book for our life.
也可以讲这本圣经是我们的运用手册 ,operational manual.
We can also say the Bible is our operational manual.
我们先从第一个角度来看，神的话要求你去研读。
Let's first meditate on the first point, that is God's word needs you to study.
我们看第二十八节。
Let us look at verse 28.
这个人现在回来，在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。
And this man had gone to Jerusalem, and he, on his way home, was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet.
他去什么地方呢？
Where did he go?
他是到耶路撒冷去做礼拜去的。
He went to Jerusalem to worship.
而礼拜回来了。
So he finished worshiping and came back.
他现在在车上，在马车上，他现在在读圣经。
And he was reading the Bible in the chariot.
今天我们中间有几个做完礼拜之后回去的路上还在读圣经
？How many of us do read the Bible after we finish worshiping God?
今天如果你丈夫在开车的话，你回去的时候是不是会打开圣经来看？
So if your husband is driving when you go home, will you open the Bible and read?
今天你在 subway 上面，你回去的时候，你会不会打开圣经再看？
On your way home in the subway, will you open your Bible?
我们看这个人对神话语有一个研读的心智。
We can see that this person really wants to know well the Word of God.
刚才在礼拜堂里面已经听到了神的话。
He already heard the Word of God in the temple.
而且现在回去的路上把听的话自己拿来再看一遍。
And yet he, on his way back, he wanted to look at the Word of God and read again.
他想对神的话有更深的认识。
He wanted to have a deeper understanding of God's Word.
神的话是让我们认识神、认识自己的工具。
The Word of God will help us know God and know ourselves.
神学家加尔文讲过这句话。
And the theologian Calvin has said this.
大家认识神的话，就必须要认识人；认识人的话，必须要认识神。
And he said, in order to know the word of God, you have to know man. In order to know man, you have to know the word of God.
我接着读这本书。
So through reading this Bible,
我对神认识了。
And I know God.
但是我觉得认识的还不够深。
And I feel that it's not enough.
我对我自己认识了。
I know myself.
我现在不相信我自己。
Now I do not believe in.
因为神的话告诉我，人自从亚当犯罪之后
，Because the Bible tells us since Adam sinned,
全然的腐败。
All people are corrupted.
人如果没有圣灵的感动，有效的呼召给我们的话
，Without the touching and the calling of the Spirit,
没有一个人愿意到神的面前来。
No one could come to God.
所以今天我不会讲我立志要做什么事情，我不敢讲。
So today I cannot say I'm determined to do something.
因为我从这本书里面认识了自己。
Because from the Bible, I get to know myself.
今天我们中间没有一个人可以夸口像当初彼得一样夸口。
No one among us can boast like Peter.
众人都跌倒，我绝对一直跟随着你。
All other people may fall, I will always follow you, Peter.
所以我们不能够说我立志要跟随主耶稣基督。
We cannot say that I have made up my mind to follow Jesus.
你会问李牧师，那我们应当怎么样讲
？Then what should we say?
我们应当这样讲
We should say this way.
依靠神的能力，我愿意立志跟随主。
In the power of God, and I'll make up my mind to follow Him.
这句话是合乎神学的，这句话是合乎圣经的。
And this is really confirm to the Bible and theology.
我希望今天你至少怎么样？从我读圣经的经验，你能够得这一句话，你以后会讲的对。
And I hope that you will learn this from now on. You will know how to say it the correct way.
不再讲我立志要做什么了。
You never don't say that I have made up my mind to do something.
靠了神的能力，靠着神努力，这句话是对的，合乎神学的。
So we must say it in the power of God.
神的话要求你跟我去研读。
So God's words need you and me to study.
我们看出这个人，这个太监，他的特殊在什么地方？
We can see the special characteristics of this official.
他研读的动机，我们看出来非常的强。
What was his motive? His strong motive.
他的动机是要认识神，动机是要认识人，包括他自己。
So his motive was to know God, know man, and himself.
他的动机是想正确的、更讨神喜悦的来敬拜神。
His motive was to more accurately please God.
许多年前，美国很有名的一个民意调查叫做 Gallup poll， 讲到民意的测验。
Many years ago, there was a Gallup poll.
这里面讲到一般的美国人中间。
It tells us that for most Americans,
讲到十诫这个最起码的十诫的时候
，when they are asked about the Ten Commandments,
只有少数人的比例能够讲出十诫中的四诫。
Only very few people can tell them the four of the Ten Commandments.
讲出他们的圣经，是的，他们常常带圣经到教会去。
Well, those people do bring their Bibles to church.
但是回到家里又把圣经放在书架上面。
And then as soon as they go home, they put the Bible on the shelf.
神的话要求我们去研读，而不是放在书架上。
God's word needs us to study and not just shelving it.
我们看到圣经中的主耶稣自己就讲。
We can see the Bible. Jesus tells us.
讲到读经的重要。
He tells us the importance of Bible reading.
他在约翰福音第五章这么说。
In John chapter 5, he tells us.
他讲你们查考圣经第三十九节。
And he said that when you read the Bible, study the Bible.
因为你们以为内中有永生。
Because you think that in there there is eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这个经。
And it is this, it is the scripture that testify about me.
保罗同时在提摩太后书三章十六节、十七节这么说。
And Paul also tells us in 2 Timothy.
圣经都是神所默示的。
The scripture is inspired by God.
与教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Which is beneficial for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
神的话能够帮助你跟我，使我们成长，使我们认识神，认识自己。
So that God's word can help you grow, so that we know ourselves and God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要研读圣经的动机是为了要认识神，认识自己。
So the motive of our reading and studying the Bible is to know God and to know ourselves.
然后我们再谈还有研读圣经的态度。
And then we talk about the attitude we should have when we study the Bible.
我们的态度是深入的探讨，要找出里面的真理来。
We must delve into it to investigate and search the truth.
你看第八章三十四节这个太监。
So let's look at chapter 8, verse 34.
我们知道这故事，他在马车上读圣经的时候，那腓力受了圣灵的感动，来亲近这个马车呢，因为他就知道这个太监在读圣经。
Because Philip was touched by the Spirit, so he went near the chariot. He knew that he was reading the Bible.
然后腓力大胆的就问这个太监，这个地位很高的太监说：“你读的东西你明白吗？”
So Philip asked this question to this important official: Do you understand what you read?
我希望有一天我再到你们中间的时候。
I hope that one of these days, when I come again,
你们中间有很多特别教主日学的这些侍奉的这些同工们。
And there are many among you, particularly the teachers.
会问你们中间的人说，你读这个明白吗？
And they will hear that the question, do you understand what you read?
你们中间有没有这样的问过？
Have you asked that kind of question?
有没有这样问过？通常没有的，不好意思问人家，对吧？
It seems you feel embarrassed to ask that kind of question.
当然你的态度要好了。
Of course, you have to ask in a nice way.
当然，你的态度如果是很诚恳的话，是为了要怎么认识神，帮助他认识神，帮助他认识自己的话。
If your attitude is sincere, your purpose to help him know God.
我相信你怎么样？你问这句话的时候，他不会觉得冒犯。
And I believe this way.The one who was asked the question will not feel insulted or offended.
他会觉得，哎，杨弟兄啊，你问这句话真好，我正这个地方有不懂的地方。
Rather, he will say, "You asked a good question. I have questions."
那杨弟兄可能讲，我哎，我最近看懂了。
And maybe Brother John says, "Oh,
对不对，杨弟兄
recently I understand it."
因为怎么样？因为我看了李牧师所带来的这个 Quest Study Bible 寻道本里面正有这个问题。
Because I already read the Quest Study Bible, and there's a question like that in there.
那杨弟兄又讲，难怪你不懂，因为我也不懂。来，我们打开一同来看。
So Brother Yang said, "All right, let's open the Bible and study together."
或者杨弟兄如果更进一步讲了，这样我明天买一本来送给你。
Maybe Yang Di will do better and say, "Tomorrow I'll buy one for you."
不要送人家月饼呢。
So don't give the moon cakes as gifts.
月饼要二十几块钱一盒啊。
Because the moon cakes may cost more than $20 a box.
你送人家两盒月饼的话，你就怎么样？研读本就一本圣经给你了。
So two boxes of moon cakes is enough. The money is enough to buy the study Bible.
杨弟兄，你会这样做对吧？不要送人家月饼，送人家研读本圣经，送人家寻道本圣经。
So instead of giving gift, the moon cakes a gift, you give the quest.Study Bible as gift.
为什么呢？这样的话，杨弟兄就越来越像腓力了。
So then you will be more and like Philip.
对不对？这样的话呢，有一天真的神的灵让他突然的到别的地方去做宣教士了，对不对？
This way, one of these days, the Spirit will take him away.
对了，那我们的康姆斯一定很高兴，中间出了一个宣教士，突然的跑到以索比亚那边去宣教了。
And I'm sure that Pastor Tom will be so happy because one of the people he has taken to be a missionary in Ethiopia.
多是他肯问你明白吗？
It is because he dared to ask the question, "Do you understand?"
那我们呢？客气一点讲，我以前也不懂，我现在懂了，我跟你来分享，好吧？
We can say it better this way. I didn't understand myself before, but now I understand, and I would like to share with you.
你看这个太监的态度，在八章三十四节说。
You can see the attitude of this official.
请问先知说这话是指的谁？说是指的自己呢，还是指的别人呢？
And the official said, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else?"
这里面这句话是指谁？指后一个 W 出来了。
So this question refers to who?
你知道吗？我们读经呢，就是问问题。你要问得好的话，你读得好。
So when we read the Bible, we should ask questions. The good questions are very important.
英文讲有七个 W.
In English, there are seven W.
我中文讲呢有七个合家侦探。
In Chinese, we have seven detectives.
Yeah. 那这个七个合家侦探呢分成两群。
So those seven detectives can be divided into two groups.
第一群呢是那个。最初派出去的侦探小组四个人。
The first four people, the first group of those first sent out.
那个队长叫做何四 ，What? Mr. What?
Mr. What is
何四？然后呢？何人 ？Who?
And then the second one is who?
何时
？And when?
何处
？Where?
如果现在我们正在崇拜的时候，外面砰一声响了。
If suddenly you hear big noise outside now,
马上我们负责总部的马上出去讲，看到底是何事。
So someone will rush out and find out what's happening.
然后马上回来讲是何人的车子被什么被撞坏了。
And then you find out whose car had an accident.
然后你马上记录是什么是什么时间什么地点发生的。
And then he will recall when it happened and where it happened.
四个侦探。
So four detectives.
这四个侦探带了这些资料之后回来之后。
So those four detectives will come back with the information.
然后呢，你知道警察里面分成什么？分成那个有 detective 这一层的。
You know that in the police department there are detectives.
回来之后有两位侦探。
So two of the detectives.
这两位侦探都是女侦探。
And those are female detectives.
一个是什么？一个是为何？一个是如何
？And one of them is called why, and the other one is how.
以前都是姓何的，后来他结婚了，所以呢，前面加一个为何，后面呢加个如何。
So since she married, so she added to her maiden name her husband's name.
那这两个就是来查考用的这些资料会来查考。
So those three people are going to examine the information gathered.
有时候也带了一个 intern 实习的。
Sometimes they may bring someone an intern with them.
这个实习的常常喜欢问问题 ，Why not?
So the intern always asks, "Why not?"
所以七个人就用七个就来查考圣经。
So those seven detectives are there to investigate the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，神给我很多的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, God has given me a lot of blessing.
恩典是什么？侍奉的恩典。
What blessing? It is the blessing, the grace of serving.
我刚刚所跟你们讲的何家侦探法。
I just told you about this detective story.
我用这种方法教遍了世界上各个国家。
I used this method to teach all over the world.
我在阿根廷教过。
I was teaching in Argentina.
我在智利教过，我在巴西教过。
Even in Chile and Brazil.
我在文莱都教过。文莱啊。Brunei.
Oh, even in Brunei.
然后我在德国，我在法国，我在南非也教过。
I was also teaching in Germany and France and South Africa.
就像这个菲利来带领太监一样。
The same way as the Philip was teaching the official.
如果神可以用我，我肯定神可以用杨弟兄，神可以用我们中间每一个人。
If God can use me, I'm sure He can use you and Brother Yang.
这就是研读的态度，深入怎么深入探讨。
So our attitude should be to investigate, to scrutinize.
弟兄姐妹，神的话要求你去研读。
So God's words needs us to study.
研读的动机是要认识神，是要认识自己。
The purpose of study is to know God and to know ourselves.
研读的态度是深入探讨的真理。
And our attitude of studying is to delve in and search the truth.
我们出的第二本圣经《寻道本》，寻求的寻道本，就是6000个问题，全是问题，全是何家侦探。
So we published this book with 6,000 questions and answers.
我希望你能够自己问出这些问题，你能够答出这些问题。
And I hope you can ask the questions as well.